Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lincoln Live today, as always, thanks to the good folks at DuctMedic. Improve your air, improve your life, DuctMedic. We go into the world of agriculture, very important for the state of Nebraska, and representing the Nebraska Farm Bureau is Steve Nelson, president of the Bureau. Steve, welcome in. Thank you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure to be on this morning and certainly have a lot of things I'd like to talk about and appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that.
Fresh from the organization's 101st annual convention and meeting out in Kearney.
That's right, and it was joked about quite a bit about the weather, because typically we'll have some weather around our meeting. I don't know how many of the 101 annual meetings that we've had a weather issue, and certainly Sunday when people were starting to travel to the meeting, we had some weather issues around the state, and fortunately we ended up having a great attendance at our meeting. People made their way to the convention throughout Sunday and Monday, and so we had a great turnout, a great convention, and so just really appreciative, of course, to all of the people that make that effort to be there.
You stepped up to the podium and spoke about the state of Nebraska agriculture. So let's start there. Take our urban listeners into the current world of agriculture.
Well, it probably need to back up and set the scene a little bit. If we go back 5 years or so, we had some tremendously high prices in agriculture, and I'm sure a lot of folks remember that and maybe don't completely understand what's happened since then, but we've had more than a 50% drop in prices of grain products particularly, but pretty significant drops in the pork sector as well. The cattle sector actually right now is doing better than the others, but we've had some major drops in farm income, more than 50% drops in farm income in the last 5 years. So while we've had good production in the state and in the country, and that is really a factor as well, we've had that plays, of course, into having lower commodity prices, which we would expect when we have good production. The good production helps on an individual farm basis, of course, because if you have bushels to sell, that's good. But our prices, again, are low, more than 50% below what they were at those highs a few years ago. So we've seen farm income drop significantly. And as always, I think my biggest concern is really around young farmers and ranchers. Typically, the younger folks are the ones that have the most debt. They're building their operation. They're maybe buying land or renting a lot of land. And so their costs are just higher, and their out-of-pocket costs are higher. And so I certainly have a concern for them. And we're in difficult times, but we've had tougher times before, and we expect these cycles within agriculture. It's true of any business, I think, that you have cycles. We are in a low cycle. Probably the biggest concern is how long does it take for us to get out of this?
So how do you talk farmers off the ledge? How do you ease the minds of those in the crowd?
Well, I think one of the things that we talk about a lot, and it really is part of the problem, but it's also part of where the solution is, and that comes to trade. And there's been a lot in the news about trade and tariffs and the president's use of tariffs to leverage trade deals. Trade is extremely important to Nebraska farmers and ranchers. On the average, over 30% of what we grow here in Nebraska from farms and ranches in Nebraska is exported. So you can see that clearly exports are very, very important. Now, we're down some from that right now, but and some of that, of course, is caused by the tariffs that have been put in place, and some would tell you, well, we're willing to let those tariffs work to leverage better trade deals for better trade agreements in the future. But I think the concern, again, is how long does this take? And that affects how long farmers and ranchers can deal with these lower prices. And so we have low prices because of good production. I think we have low prices because there tends to be cycles. And then we have lower prices now today at this time because of tariffs as well. And so quite a few things coming together there to put pressure on agriculture. But the good news, really, to get to your question, is that the good news is that trade has a lot to do with where the future is. Now, certainly, and I should never overlook how important ethanol is to Nebraska, and that has made a huge difference in how corn is used. Ethanol is made from corn primarily, and then that corn is still used to feed livestock. So you know, we're in a great situation because of that. So ethanol is very important, but a huge amount of growth also and future optimism has to come from markets around the world. We have a growing world population, a growing demand for food products. The people around the world are becoming more wealthy, and those folks want high quality products like we produce here in Nebraska, high quality beef and pork. And so there's opportunity for a huge amount of growth as it relates to exports. And it's also important to remember that about 95% of the world population lives outside of the U.S. And so obviously if we're going to grow markets, develop markets for agriculture, it would be true for lots of other things as well. We have to think about, you know, where are we going to move or sell these products around the world.
Steve, I don't know if you're a Republican, don't know if you're a Democrat, don't care. So this isn't a political question. But does President Trump make you nervous?
The president is doing a lot of things that farmers and ranchers think need to be done. Now, whether or not the way that he goes about it from time to time is something that everybody would say is the right way to go about it, there's a lot of, you can question all of that. I get that part of it. The one thing that I do know about this president and that is that he does care about agriculture. And while probably every president that we've had has talked about, well, farmers and ranchers are important, or agriculture is important, rural America is important, I think this president truly believes it. And while I don't talk directly to the president, I know people who do have the opportunity to talk directly to the president. And from what they relate to me is that it gives me confidence that he truly does care about agriculture and believes what he is doing is the right thing to make things better. So I think we're better for that. Certainly agriculture is better for that. Now, how we go about these kinds of things, can be debated. You know, well, should you approach it this way or another way? You know, we've always, in our organization, we've always been free traders and really wanted open markets, level playing fields, no tariffs. We've talked about this for more than 50 years, and we've done a lot in agriculture with all of the commodity groups to bring the American product or the Nebraska agricultural product to places around the world, and that's been very beneficial to farmers and ranchers. We know too that those some trade agreements aren't as good as others, and that the playing field is not always as level as we would like it. And so we're good with the fact that the president wants to level the playing field, but the use of tariffs is a big concern, because while tariffs may, on the short term, provide some leverage to force or to bring people to the table to maybe get better trade deals, tariffs, I do not believe, are good long-term policy. I'm convinced that they're not good long-term trade policy. And so, you know, as we move forward here, it's very important that we get the deals done. The president has talked about that, the desire to get deals done. We continue to encourage that. And I don't believe we will be done with that process until tariffs are lifted you know, both the other countries' tariffs that might be on our products today or have been on for a while, or that we lift tariffs that we have placed on here to create leverage. Until those tariffs are lifted and the market is allowed to work the best that it can, we will still have issues, I think, that are not good for us in the long run.
Governor Ricketts spoke at your banquet. He is in a room of farmers who are paying the most on property taxes of citizens in the state of Nebraska. Put me into that room.
Well, I think the governor wants to address the property tax issue that we have in there in the state of Nebraska, the fact that we have an over-reliance on property tax to fund responsibilities of the state, particularly schools would be the largest part of that. The governor wants to deal with that issue and solve that issue as much as we do. The issue really has been, or the question has been over the last several years, is how do we do that? And if I think back to 5 years ago when I would go to the legislature and talk about what we see as a major burden that farmers and ranchers carry with property tax, you know, people would look back, senators would look back at me and say, I don't think it's a problem. We don't get it. And that has changed. We've made progress in that area because I think if you go to the Capitol today, you will be hard-pressed to find a senator that will tell you that property taxes are not a problem for their constituency, whether their constituency is primarily agriculture or whether it's not. So I think we've made progress there. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to make a lot of progress from a tangible nature. And so, you know, my members ask me, how do we get there? And this certainly involves the governor, but it involves lots and lots of people. There are lots of interests there besides agriculture, and we have business interests. We obviously have the interests on the education side. Our members want to have adequate funding for education as well. So again, like trade, in a way, this is a very complex issue. So to get to your question about how do we move this forward, and where the governor might play into that is that we really need to have all of these sides come to the table. And so that means education interests, that means business interests, that means agriculture
interests. But that's
interest.
Happened, Steve. Pardon me for interrupting, happened.
No, and my members would do just exactly what you did there because they say, well, yeah, you said you're doing that, and yet nothing has happened. But what I would tell you is that I believe we are getting closer there to where people are coming together, understanding that it takes compromise between all of these folks to come up with the solution that in the end gets 33 votes. Without 33 votes, nothing happens. And so I think that from what I know, as I look at what's happening behind the scenes as we move towards this next legislative session, there are a lot of things lining up that would tell us we could get something done. I can't guarantee that we will. I certainly hope that we do, and obviously we will work as hard as we can to make sure that happens. But again, it will take everyone being involved to make that happen.
30-second answer. Will it happen in 2019, in your opinion? The governor's been newly elected. He has 4 years ahead of him.
Yeah. We have a lot of headwinds in the 2019 legislative session. We have to deal with Medicaid expansion, the funding for Medicaid expansion. We have a short session to deal with that. So one could easily make an argument, well, it can't happen this year because of those kinds of things. I believe actually that it is possible because there are just a number of things lining up that I believe that come together to make this doable if the sides all want to get it done.
All
so
right.
So always remain optimistic. Maybe more than 30 seconds there.
We'll be watching it because it starts in a matter of weeks.
That's right.
The 2019 session. Steve Nelson joining me, president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau. Thanks everybody for being here, and thanks to DuctMedic. Improve your air, improve your life, DuctMedic. I'm Dale Johnson.